Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Have you noticed how easy it is for us to scroll right past sadness these days? Let me explain what I mean. Go to any social platform, you'll see a sad story. What do? We read the headline, maybe a short caption, and then we use our index finger and flip, we go off to the next sad story, and then the next and the next. But behind every headline and image and all the things that we see, there is a name, there's a face, there is a family, there is a person made in the image of Christ. And we just flick off to the next one. We're becoming so numb to all of this. I remember when my brother passed away from an overdose, 2016, and my husband and I, he came with me. We were trying to piece things together, find some closure. And I went to an outpatient clinic where he had been going. And I walked in with all the grief that I was carrying, just trying to find pieces to the puzzle and the last remaining days that he had. And I asked the woman at the front desk, "Do you know when my brother was last here? He just passed away." And I thought that would trigger something in her. I thought that would just get her to just have a moment. But she said, "Honey, what day was it? We had like 5 drop just yesterday. 5. Just gone. Lives like numbers. Deep pain that was just routine and ordinary." I don't blame this woman. She's in it all the time. But we are losing our ability to see people. Philippians 2 verse 4 says, "Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." I think that is how we begin to restore humanity, what's been lost. We don't need any more noise. We need more compassion. We need more sight. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode. Like the episode. All of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another. Just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.